At the time of writing, COVID-19 had infected around 75,000 people and taken close to 2,000 lives. Now, 99% or so of reported infections have been on mainland China, and specifically 80% of those within the Hubei province, which includes the city of Wuhan. Recent signs do point towards a slowdown in the spread of the virus, but what remains to be seen is the magnitude and longevity of the economic effects. In response, the People's Bank of China recently started to reduce key interest rates in an attempt to mitigate the damage to growth. The effects are also being recognised elsewhere. For example, South Korean President Moon recently declared that the country faced an economic emergency. Indeed, it's difficult to imagine that the economic effects will be limited to East Asia. With the help of Professor Michael Barrett at the Institute of Infection, Immunity and Inflammation at the University of Glasgow, we will discuss key trends and try to sketch out some sort of roadmap for the global economy looking ahead.